This is an audio production of The Little White Dog, brought to you by Campfire Stories and S'more.com. Greta was known as a little old lady in town. Not because she was old, but because she always seemed to have little hard candies in her purse. She was pretty active for an old lady. Greta had been living alone for the past 2 decades, ever since her husband had passed away for unknown reasons. Greta was often seen taking long walks with her little white dog, Frankie. She named the little white dog after her late husband. Greta found Frankie abandoned as a puppy by a dumpster near the local supermarket. Frankie loved everyone and was such a well-behaved white dog. Greta went everywhere with that little white dog. Greta lived alone out in the outskirts of town. She lived in her dream house that her and her husband had built together. She often told people that she could never leave, even though it was hard for her to take care of that big old house all by herself. Because she lived so far away from town, with the nearest neighbor half a mile away, she often got a little scared at night. That was until Frankie came along. Frankie was always by Greta's side, and Greta felt comforted by the fact that Frankie was always there to protect her. The only time Frankie was not by Greta's side was when he was in front of the fireplace. Frankie loved laying by the fireplace in the winter. Though she loved Frankie, he was not allowed to sleep on the bed at night. So when Greta would go to bed, he would sometimes go and lie in front of the warm coals. Usually, though, he slept at the very edge of the bed on a warm throw rug. If Greta ever became frightened by a noise or had a nightmare, she would put her hand down to the little white dog and he would lick it reassuringly. On a particular chilly winter night, Greta was reading her newspaper just before going to sleep. She shivered and pulled the comforter up around her as she read that there had been several robberies in the Tri-County area. Most of the robberies took place when the victims were not at home, but there were a couple robberies that took place while the homeowners were still sleeping. Then they weren't just robberies, but robberies and homicide. The victims were found in their beds with their throat cuts. Authorities did, however, have a couple suspects in custody for questioning, but warned homeowners to take precautions and keep their doors locked at night. Greta reached down beside the bed and felt a lick on her hand as she turned out the lights to try and sleep. She kept thinking about the news articles, which made her toss and turn fitfully. Again, she reached down to where the little white dog slept. Sure enough, a warm, wet tongue began to lick her hand. Greta felt reassured and safe and left her hand dangling off the bed as she settled in comfortably. She opened her eyes and for a moment looked through the open door into the living room. There, in front of the fireplace, laid her little white dog, gazing at the coals and wagging its tail. And down beside the bed, something was still licking Greta's hand. You just listened to an audio production of The Little White Dog. Brought to you by Campfire Stories and S'more.com.